Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's playoff time. We've got our NFL picks, Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Happy New Year, gentlemen. Are you ready to pick some football?
Good morning, Danny. Yes, as I sit here atop of second place, I'm ready to make some
top
picks.
Of second place. It's right below first place.
On top of Old Smoky, really.
Yes.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, great.
Jump right in. Playoffs, baby. Okay. Best weekend of the year.
Well, it is. Wild card weekend. So the Colts snuck into the playoffs. Last game of the season. Pretty cool. They're going to take on their rivals, the Texans. Brad, go.
Oh. Thank you, Tennessee, for rolling over in week 17. That was awesome. This game's awesome because the Colts started 1-5 and then went 9-1. The Houston Texans started 0-3 and then finished 11-5. These two teams are rolling, I would say. I think the big question, what this comes down to, is can Houston get pressure on Andrew Luck? The Colts' big knock for years and years has been they can't protect him. And this year, they've shown that they can. I think Quentin Nelson has been an awesome addition to that offensive line. Really changed their, you know, just their demeanor. They're mean now. They push you around. Houston's going to be fine against the run. Indianapolis has the ability to run the football. Marlon Mack went into Dallas a couple weeks ago and ran it right up Dallas's gut, which is not something that happened a lot this year. And I think that they'll be able to do some of that against Houston. But generally speaking, Houston pursues better. They're better at the point of attack. So really what it's going to come down to is whether or not Indianapolis can execute play action against that defense. And I think the big thing for Houston is, are they going to sell out on the play action? Because what they've shown in the two meetings with Indianapolis this year already is that they can't guard T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton's averaging like 157 yards a game. Jeez. Against them for the season. And so I think, you know, offensively, I think Houston will be able to do most of what they want. Indianapolis' defense is much improved. They'll be able to do a lot of their own game planning. They run the ball pretty well, and I think that'll probably be their game plan offensively to keep the ball out of Andrew Luck's hands. I think this game is close. I think it's a late kick to win for Indianapolis. I think they're going to go into Houston because, again, you're looking at a Deshaun Watson that's never been to the playoffs, and you're looking at Andrew Luck, who's had some playoff success. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's what it's going to come down to at the end. So I'm going with Indianapolis.
All right, Ben.
Boom. I'm going to start off first. If you're not following Captain Andrew Luck on Twitter, you are absolutely missing out. We've talked about this on the podcast a long time ago. It is hilarious.
Is it really him?
No, it's someone else, but his way. But let me just read you a quick excerpt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dearest mother, I have received your care package of cured raccoon knuckles and the fresh bottles of squirrel oil. It has been decided the unit shall battle on Saturday, perhaps giving us the element of surprise. We have enlisted an ox to help strategize. Determined, Andrew. Every single tweet is like this. It is hilarious.
That's amazing. Like a civil war.
Yes, and look at the picture.
Yeah, because of his beard. Yeah.
There. It's amazing. Yeah, okay. So going into there, Andrew Luck is having an amazing season, right? Bounced back from the injury. About 7 yards shy of 4,600 yards on the year, only followed by 2014 where he was at 4,700 yards. That's where they went all the way and lost to the Patriots. So I think Indianapolis has a lot of going for them right now. Brad, you mentioned T.Y. Hilton playing amazingly well in the second half of the season. And I think at this end of the day, both defenses are ranked 11th and 12th overall. So you got a pretty fair match on that end. I think you're going to go into this thing. It's going to be experience. Andrew Luck has the experience. He's been there before. And I think Deshaun Watson, although a great quarterback in the making, is not quite ready for playoff pressure.
All right. It's going to be a clean sweep. For the Colts. Sorry. The disappointment on your face. But
no, I'm not disappointed.
No, but and I saw something in that beginning of that Colts game. I can't remember the exact numbers, but they were saying that I wasn't really aware. I knew he was having a good year, but he threw the second most touchdowns this year behind Patrick Mahomes. It was a distant second. It's like 34 or something to his 50, whatever. But when Andrew Luck is playing that well and it's still not big national news, I think that's trouble for whoever they're playing. So I'm definitely going with the Colts. Seahawks at the Cowboys. Ben, you want to go first?
Absolutely. Cowboys are 7-1 at home. That is a, just like Seattle, home field advantage means everything in this game. It's going to be interesting. You know, Russell Wilson is an incredible quarterback. He is great at when busted plays happen, makes plays happen all over the place. However, feel like this is going to be Dallas's game to lose. It's going to be at home. The question mark is going to be now that Sean Lee is reported healthy, he's still showing that he's going to play. Jerry Jones is saying no, he's going to be a starter. And Van Der Esch has done a really good job with the defense. So bringing him back in, is that going to offset everything? Is it going to be confusion in bringing him back? Because he was out for 6 to 8 weeks, quite a while. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see slipping him back in. That could be the only X factor that would get them to lose. But at this point, I think this is Dallas's game. They're going
to
win.
Seattle Seahawks are 6-0 in the opening round of the playoffs under Pete Carroll. If you had to pick a coach for your franchise, would you pick Pete Carroll or Jason Garrett? That's what I think this comes down to. Dallas is great against the run, but surprisingly, despite all the talk about the Hot Boys and Taco Charlton and DeMarcus Lawrence and all these guys, they're actually below league average in sack rate. You know, their linebackers are their real strength in Dallas, like we, you know, Ben just referenced. Van Der Esch just had a great season. Sean Lee's a smart player. You know, this is the first time where Sean Lee got hurt and the defense actually held up. One of the things we kind of talked about on the podcast at the beginning of the season was this is the year that you're going to find out if Russell Wilson really is truly a great quarterback. It's easy to make a good team great. It's not as easy to make a subpar team good. And Russell Wilson has done that this year. He's been awesome. And I think that if you're Dallas and you're not getting after the quarterback the way that you thought that you would, you have to stay home against Russell Wilson. And I don't find that they're going to be able to do that. I think Russell Wilson is going to work really hard to take away Amari Cooper. And because they're going to grind the ball out and do their thing where they run for 160 yards a game, you know, they're going to force Dallas to have to try and make some panicky type decisions. And I just don't think Dak Prescott, I think he's a winner. I think he's a good quarterback. He does things well in that offense. But if he has got to make big plays down the field late in the game against Bobby Wagner and that Seattle defense, I just don't see it happening. Jason Garrett hasn't shown me anything to suggest that he can make a late game decision to counter something that a guy like Pete Carroll is doing. So Seattle's going to take the piss out of that stadium, I think, by just grinding them out, and they're going to force Dak Prescott to have to make some plays, and it's going to make Ezekiel Elliott ineffective on the ground because they can't turn around and try and do the exact same thing to them. So I'm going with Seattle in this game.
Yeah, I could go either way. I think the home field advantage that Ben talked about is a big part of it, but Russell Wilson, just if he's on the field, I feel like I can't not go with Seattle. I feel like he could even... I've said it before, throw a touchdown to himself if it came down to it. Catches it with one hand. He's just such a magician. I'm just going to go with Seattle, unfortunately. All right, we'll do the rest of the wild card games coming up next.